So maybe you also have, thank goodness, never had COVID, but are you a COVID super dodger? These are people who've been exposed to the virus, but have never had symptoms or tested positive. Now, this is rare more than 2 years into a pandemic. The majority of Americans have had at least one COVID infection. So what's going on with super dodgers? NPR science correspondent Michaeline Duclef has been digging into this. She joins us. Hi, Michaeline.
Hi, Robin.
And super dodgers, we know researchers have been digging into this as well. Are they finding that these people are just lucky, or is there something about them that keeps them from
You know, it's starting to look like some people may be lucky in the sense that they carry a gene that protects them from COVID-19. This idea of a virus super dodger has been around for a while. You know, people who are resistant to a particular virus, and has a very interesting history, especially with HIV. Back in the early 90s, researchers found that some people had been exposed to HIV over and over again, but never got infected. And eventually they found that these people have a mutation in a gene that prevents HIV from entering and infecting cells. The mutation just locks the virus out, so to speak. So no matter how much a person is exposed, they never get infected. Well, when COVID erupted in 2020, researchers all over the world started racing to find a similar mutation for SARS-CoV-2, one that protects people from COVID. And recently they found something that looks very close to that.
Okay, well, tell us more, because we know with HIV, it's, as you said, it kind of keeps the door locked, this thing that's on the cells. You just can't get in the door. What's the thing that they found with COVID? And tell us more about, you know, how that works.
Yeah. So this is very new research. And actually with this gene, it's not actually preventing an infection, so to speak, but so it doesn't keep the virus out of the cell. But what it does is it actually increases the person's chance quite a bit from being completely asymptomatic. So it protects the person from having COVID, the disease, but you still have SARS-CoV-2, the infection. And this research comes from the University of California, San Francisco. And what they found is that some people have a mutation on a gene called HLA. And this gene is super critical during the early stages of infections. It's involved in detecting the virus initially and then triggering the immune system's response to it. And some people have a mutation that allows HLA to clear out the infection super quickly. Basically, the immune system fires up so fast that it nukes the infection before symptoms occur. So in a way, people with this mutation were armed to fight off SARS-CoV-2 even before vaccines came along. They were essentially pre-armed.
Yeah. So I want to get back to a question I was going to ask you, given this information. This means that some people may just have never have known that they have COVID, so they wouldn't have taken a test. I mean, they may have been completely asymptomatic.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, many scientists I talk to say this is probably what's happening with most COVID super dodgers, that they've been infected but didn't know it because they didn't have symptoms, or the symptoms were just too mild to notice. So these people aren't infected, protected from an infection, so to speak, but like I said, from the disease. And this is probably way more common than a person who's actually protected from an infection like we've seen with HIV.
Right. And does this HLA gene also maybe lower the chances of getting long COVID?
You know, that's a really good question. And you know, this is brand new research, so no one knows yet, but it's likely to be the case. And that's because throughout the pandemic now, many studies have found that the more mild case you have of COVID, the less symptoms you have, the less severe the symptoms are, the less likely you are to develop long COVID or have symptoms persist long term. So having no symptoms at all, or not even knowing you have COVID, you know, it probably has the lowest risk you probably have the lowest risk for catching long COVID or having long COVID.
Right. And what researchers are learning do to help us, you know, maybe help other people who are getting COVID?
You know, I think that so even though so far they haven't found a gene that protects people from, you know, actually getting infected, so to say, researchers are still actively looking for this. And they've actually have a few studies that they're looking for participants. And if you think that you qualify, that you've been exposed many times but have never even tested positive, you can send an email to the researcher and try to enroll in one of their studies. And they actually will sequence your entire genome looking for these resistant genes. We have that email on our story at npr.org. And I do think these studies will be quite fruitful in helping us develop better vaccines. Because at the end of the day, what do we want of our vaccine, right? We want the vaccine to turn all of us into a true COVID super dodger. Mm-hmm. And the studies on HIV were really fruitful. They ended up leading to the first known cures of HIV, which researchers are still working on, and also other strategies to fight HIV. So I think even if they don't find true COVID super dodger genes, I think the work is going to prove to be really, really fruitful.
It's just amazing. We understand it's been like a space race with researchers.
Yes, it is. It is like a space race.
Yeah, trying to do this. Maygalyn Duclef, NPR science correspondent. We'll be hearing more about what she's finding in the coming days. But Maygalyn, thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.